Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people of God? Listen, it is midnight prayer revival day number 4. And I am telling you, God has blessed us tremendously as we have been here in midnight prayer since Sunday night. And I am excited about what the Lord is going to say and what he's going to do on tonight. I'm telling you, I don't know what else to expect. God is going to do this thing. I'm telling you, I feel such an excitement in my spirit. God bless all of the callers that are calling in, those of you who are logging in, those of you who are first-timers, and those of you who have been here all week. If you would do me a favor, let's get our praise and worship on right now, and we'll be back very shortly. Come on now. It's time for some old time, some old school churching. I feel like churching tonight. Amen. Y'all going to church with me? I know you are.
Yeah.
heaven. The hand of Jesus. He touched me, and he made me
the song said, I feel another yes, Lord. Anybody in here feel another yes, Lord? Well, at the top of your voice, I know you may be tired. I see it right in this section right here. But if you open your mouth this time, God's going to put you on the other side of strength. Open your mouth right now. And
my God, I am literally going in right now. I just wonder if there's anybody that has another yes, Lord, in your sanctified soul. Whew, you got to give me a minute. I'm trying to get myself together, but the power of God is all in this prayer room. Oh, my God. Got another yes, Lord, in my soul. Let the church say yes. 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 Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Somebody say yes. Yanana Bahaya. Oh, yes. Our soul say yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lord, we give you glory and we say yes. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, handeria, shanderia, sianderedo, siandera, haya, yanderedo, siandero, siandera, haya. Glory to God, handera, mashaya. How can you not begin to give God praise? Yanderedo, siandera, haya. When you begin to say yes from your soul, woo, God, I'm telling you, God is turning some things around. Yandero, si, haya, baba, saya. I dare someone right now to just begin to tell God, yes, Lord, have mercy. Begin to tell God, yes, in your spirit. Yes, 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 from the fruit of your lips. God's going to do something. I'm telling you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say right now, every person that's under the sound of my voice, if you can and if you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I need you to post, I need you to tweet that you got another yes in your soul. The Lord is going to do something. God's going to do something out of this yes. I know that we're not together in a building, but God called this midnight prayer revival to happen over Favor Factor Radio. And I'm telling you right now that I believe the Lord. And after this yes, something supernatural is going to take place. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Something supernatural is going to take place. Lord, have mercy. Something supernatural is going to take place. Oh, my God. I had to post it, even on the book, I had to post it, I had to tweet it, glory to God, because once you make something public, once the enemy knows that you still got another yes, Lord, once the enemy knows that you still got another yes, Lord, you're confusing him at that moment. I see you posting, praise the Lord, you're confusing him at that moment, because at that moment, you're saying to him, come what may, good God Almighty, ooh, Jesus, come what may. Come what may, it's still yes. No matter what he does, no matter what he tries to say, hallelujah, no matter what the enemy tries to bring in your way, no matter what he tries to do, hallelujah, you still got another yes, Lord. Oh, I see y'all posting. I love it. I see you posting. You still got another yes. You still got another yes, and there's nothing that the devil can do about it. I'm telling you, as I was preparing for the show tonight, my spirit, my flesh was weak, but my spirit was willing, and I began to hear the Lord say, he began to tell me strategically the songs to play on the radio tonight. He began to tell me strategically what to say and how to go about tonight's radio broadcast. There were going to be people who were going to be on here, hallelujah, glory to God, that needed a sure enough push. Glaman Shekanda Bahaya. that needed a show enough push, needed a show enough push. Ah, God. And tonight, the push that you need is getting ready to happen. The push that you need is about to take place. Do you understand what I am saying? God is getting ready to thrust you forward. The enemy tried it, but it did not work. I'm so grateful to God for this midnight prayer revival that has been happening every since Sunday. God's been blessing us all week long. We were blessed on last night. We were blessed, glory to God, on Tuesday. We were blessed, hallelujah, on Sunday. Glory to God. And here we are again tonight to let the devil know we are up praying in this prayer watch hour, and God is getting ready to get the glory. I'm going to tell you, let me, because I'm getting excited and happy about the speaker on tonight. Amen. I want to thank God for those of you who are calling in from area codes 336. You're calling in from 434. We see you on the line. Glory to God. You're calling in tonight from 410. We see you. 770-919-252-678. God bless you. And for those of you who are listening via the internet, thank you so much for joining us on Midnight Prayer Revival. Amen. God is up to something. Tomorrow night, we have a very powerful woman of God who is going to be speaking prophetically and praying over the lives of the people. Apostle CP, all the way out of New Orleans, Louisiana, is going to be with us on tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. Come on back and get another dip of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, my spirit has been ignited. God has been doing some great and awesome things. Glory to God. And I am just super excited about what he's yet going to continue to do. Ikanamashia. Glory to God. What he's going to continue to do. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, when you begin to tell God, yes, I got another yes, Lord, in my soul. I have another yes, Lord, in my soul. I'm super excited about it. I want to invite you all out on next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I guess this is our time where we give our announcements, praise the Lord, in the service. But next Wednesday, we're going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, for our Power Surge Prophetic Encounter. If you need a prophetic word, I need you to make your way to the Power Surge. Glory to God. 2112 West Meadowview Road. Yours truly will be being led by the Spirit of the Lord. Whatever he tells us to do, if he tells us to prophesy all night, we'll prophesy. If he tells us to pray, intercede, preach, whatever he tells us to do, it's what we're going to do. Amen. I'm excited about it. I need you to make your way. 2112 West Meadowview Road in Greensboro, North Carolina, next Wednesday, May the 18th at 7:30 p.m. And then next Saturday, we'll be right back at the same place with Pastor Altron Slade and the Garage Ministries at 6 o'clock p.m. Don't you dare miss it. It's going down in Greensboro. Girls, get ready to be flipped upside down. There's a new anointing in town. Glory to God. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited. Tonight, as we're going forth with the midnight prayer revival, I want you to get your pen and paper out. Amen. I don't know what this man of God is going to say unto us on tonight, but he is my friend. He's my brother. He is a pastor that whose ministry we cover under Remnant International. We give God praise for him. He is faithful to the call. He is a prayer warrior, and we call him the prayer general. Amen. We had the prayer diva on the line the other night, and we have the prayer general on the line with us tonight. I tell anybody, I don't know how he prays the way that he prays and how the Lord gives it to him, but I tell you what, I put anybody up against him. Amen. He indeed is a demon buster. Amen. He will sniff out a devil, a demon, and pray it out without laying hands on you. Amen. And so we're excited about what he's going to do tonight. Listen, many of you have been sending us prayer requests. Amen. We want your victory reports. Amen. If this has been blessing you, I need you to get to our website, www.pcbministries.com, and tell us how this midnight prayer revival has blessed your life. If you've received any kind of victory report, we want to know about it. I'm challenging you. Amen. This would not even be possible if it had not been for my supporters of my ministry who sow into PCBM. Amen. Our airtime is not free. Amen. But because of you, you make it easy for us to do things like this. So I want you to get to that website tonight during this particular hour, during this particular time, this midnight hour. No better time to sow into the anointing, to sow into ministry than at midnight. Sow into this ministry, www.pcbministries.com, to keep this going. If you enjoy enjoy it, if you like what you're hearing, if you are a major supporter, I need you tonight to get to the website and don't you miss your opportunity to sow into what God has ordained for your life. We get quiet at this particular place. Amen. We're not even in the building and the church is quiet. I can feel you over the line. Praise our God. But we want you to be blessed. We want you to continue to allow PCB Ministries to bring you this type of ministry. And without your seed, we can't do it. Amen. So we want you to get to the website tonight. As you're sending us your prayer requests and as you're sending us your victory reports, we want you to let the Lord speak to your heart about what seed to sow into this ministry so that we can keep bringing you Favor Factor Radio. Amen. I'm going to move out of your way. And at this time, we're preparing to hear the word of the Lord and preparing for the men of God to pray over the nation, pray over us, and intercede on our behalf. I give to you tonight my friend, my brother, the prayer general, the prayer warrior himself, Pastor Altron Slade. God bless you tonight, sir. It is now in your hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited. I am bubbling over. Amen. And I bless God for each and everybody that's on this call tonight. This call is not just any kind of call, but this is a clarion call. God is getting ready to do something in your houses. God is getting ready to do something in your body. God is getting ready to do something in your mind. God is getting ready to stir up the fire again. And I bless God for Apostle Briggs for giving me this opportunity and for everybody that has came before. For me, it's not a competition. It's all about delivery. It's all about breakthrough. It's all about transition. It's all about altering and being shifted into a place that God has ordained for your lives. I say unto you, every man of God, every woman of God, every boy, every child, every boy, every girl, and those of you that are under the sound of my voice, we ain't going to waste no time. We're going to jump right in, and we're going to see what thus says the Lord, and we're going to go into prayer. Amen. I feel a charge tonight. I feel such a fire. I feel somebody is being touched right now. Somebody's being changed. Somebody's being transformed. There's something that's being shaken in the realm of the spirit, that heaven is responding to your sacrifice tonight. I don't know who is on the call. I don't know where you come from, where you're calling in from, but God is getting ready to shift some things right now. He would have never drew you to this place and to this point if there was not a miracle that was invested or in awaiting for you. I want to read one scripture, one verse, and we're going to go from there into prayer. Amen. I've been talking about, amen, even on Saturday, the Lord began to give me a word, amen, concerning, amen, about, amen, the flow, amen, and he began to give me a word concerning the woman that had an issue of blood. This word he gave me was entitled, "This Flow Brought Me to Transformation." And I want you to understand that this woman, amen, out of the book of Luke, amen, chapter 8 at verse 43 is what I want to read, this one verse. And then we're going to go into prayer. And the word of the Lord says, "And a woman who had suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years had," excuse me, "for 12 years and has spent all her living upon physicians and could not be healed by anyone." I want to say right there, amen, it's saying here about this woman that had an issue of blood. The Bible says for 12 long years, amen, and God began to show me concerning the body of Christ. Many people feel like you're stuck. Many people feel like you're in a position, in a place that it seems like there's no manifestation, seems like nothing is being turned around, seems like there is no hope, seems like the answer that you need is not coming through. But I come to tell somebody tonight that you got to position yourself and ask God, amen, concerning your investment. The Bible said, amen, that this one, amen, she has spent all she had. Amen. If you look here, and when we talk about she has spent all her of her living upon physicians. Amen. Here, you need to question and ask yourself, where are you investing into? Amen. She was investing into flesh, and she was investing into physicians. She was investing into man-made things to help her, to stop her flow. But what I come to tell you on tonight, amen, you need to ask the Lord, amen, concerning where are you investing into. She kept investing into medical things, amen, when her answer was in the supernatural things. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And what God has called us tonight is to tap into prayer and tap into the spirit realm, because in the spirit realm is where God's getting ready to stop your flow. He's given to stop everything that comes to kill you, everything that comes to destroy you, everything that comes to swallow you up. He's given to cause that thing to stop. But even though what you thought was a bad thing, and though you may have a problem or a dilemma that has caused you to be feeling in a stuck place, it was actually there to bring transformation. It was there to mature you. It was there to grow you. It was there to develop you. And sometimes we're fighting against that which is called to bring growth and glory to us. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the place you need to be careful, amen, that you're not, amen, sowing into a duplicated flow. What do you mean that you're not keep to continue to sow, amen, into what cannot help you? When you continue to sow and what cannot help you, you begin to, amen, take on a duplication, amen, of a stagnated place. But when there is a flow of God and you begin to sow and you begin to plant, as you're going to do tonight in prayer, when the power of God begins to rush in, he begins to bring forth the deliverance that will cause every barrier and every stronghold and every hindrance and every sickness and every disease that's been in your life, when you begin to go in his flow in the supernatural, amen, that's where your breakthrough shall come. Because she went, amen, the Bible began to speak, amen, that this woman, after she did all these things for 12 years, she invested into the physicians, thinking that they was going to help her, thinking that medication was going to help her, thinking that antibiotics was going to help her, thinking that therapy was going to help her. After she got done doing all of the man-made things, the Bible said that her situation got worse. You need to wait and stop where you are tonight, because God is getting ready to come to your rescue. But tonight is the night you got to go after God. Y'all are going to hear me in here. She had to go after what she needed. She had one more option, but this particular option was to press her way through obstacles, press her way through the crowd, press her way through issues, press her way through the barriers to just to reach to that which God had, amen, was called, which her answer, amen, was not, amen, hallelujah, and man, it was not in her homegirl, it was not in her homeboy, but her release was in Jesus. I came to tell somebody tonight, your release is in Jesus. Your release is in Jesus. That which you're looking for, that which you need, amen, is in Jesus tonight. Because God is going to turn your pain into purpose. You got to understand, hallelujah, that God, amen, you have to invest. Amen. You have invested enough time into man, but now is the time we must invest into God. I feel like running right now. I said, we have invested enough, amen, time into man. Amen. But now is the time we shall invest this time into God. This is the time you must go after God, because you have invested all of your time into people just to turn around to be hurt. You have invested your time into ministries just to turn around to be stagnated. But when God has connected you with the right connection, when God has connected you to the next, amen, to one more option, and that option is him. He's calling you to cry out to him. He's calling you to seek his face. He's calling you to wail and travail after him, because he's getting ready to bring manifestation. And everything that was at a stuck place, God's about to cause that thing to come into motion. He's about to cause that thing to be activated. He's about to cause that thing to be uplifted. He's about to cause that thing to be uprooted. He's about to cause that thing to be altered. He's about to cause that thing to be transformed. He's about to cause that thing to come into manifestation. He's about to cause that thing to come into maturity. He's about to cause that thing to come into full term. I come to tell you, the spirit of abortion is over. The spirit of the killer is over. The spirit of God is coming to give you life. So, Father, as we decree now, and I declare now that on this prayer call, that you have called a prayer revival. And, Father, I speak that an awakening will begin to take place. God, under those that are under the sound of my voice, I speak speak right now, God, victory. I speak right now, God, the fire will come down in the name of Jesus and will begin to stir again, awaken again, come alive again, motivate again in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare abundance. We decree and declare victory. We decree and declare manifestation. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare sickness is stopping now because we reaching for Jesus. You got to see it in your mind. You got to come up in your faith. I decree and declare the healing virtue of God is being released. I decree the strength of God is being released now in the name of Jesus. For the word of the Lord tells us that when we submit to God and we resist the devil, that he shall flee from us. We decree and declare that the enemy is fleeing. Hell is backing up from you. Hell is backing off from your money. Hell is backing off from your children. Hell is backing off from your family. Hell is backing off from your childhood. Hell is backing off from your bodies. In the name of Jesus, I speak a turning now. I speak a refreshing now. I speak a renewal now. You spirit of depression, God command you to come out. Come up out of their mind. Let this mind be in you. That was which was also in Christ Jesus. God, we cry out tonight. We cry out for more power. We cry out for more strength. Awaken, awaken, O Zion, and put on your strength now. Put on your beautiful garments. This is the time now to arise from your place of complacency. We speak right now. We will no longer live in depression. We will no longer live in defeat. We will no longer live in the pressure. We will no longer live into pain. We will no longer live beneath our privileges. We are the head, and we're not the tail. We are the lenders, and we're not the borrowers. So I decree now that the power of God is coming to burn out every stagnated place that's been in your life. I speak of shaking. Shake the dust from your feet. Arise, O Zion. Arise, O Zion. Arise, O Zion. I command every chain to be broken. I command the enemy to back off. I speak that every demonic spirit, I decree and declare that every foul demon, I come against you now in the name of Jesus. I speak of purging in the name of Jesus. God, move in our bellies, cleanse us out, cause deliverance to take place now in the name of Jesus. I speak stirring up. I speak the fire of God. Get in a hurry, Zion. We ain't got long. He's about to come back. He's looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. I speak now sanctification, holiness now, purification in the name of Jesus. I speak a new respect that we shall have for God. I speak a new respect we shall have for his presence. This is the hour of the supernatural. This is the hour you shall see manifestation. This is the hour you shall see the hand of God move. This is the hour you shall see miracles like never before. So I decree now victory upon the people of God. Victory upon the people of God. Victory upon the people of God. I command every demon spirit. I command every voice of the enemy. I command all of hell to leave. I dry up every demonic demon. We slice your head off. We cut the head of the serpent in the name of Jesus. You spirit of manipulation. You spirit of control. You spirit of witchcraft. You spirit of voodoo. You spirit of black magic. You spirit of white magic. We cast you out now under the authority of Jesus Christ. We bound now every demon spirit. I bind up defeat. I bind up doubt. You are a winner. You shall have victory. You shall have power. You are saved. I command the enemy that has lied to you. I speak the lying spirit to die now in the name of Jesus. I wish somebody will arise. I wish somebody will arise. Take up your cross. Take your victory back. Take your worship back. Take your seat back. Take your cry back. Take your travail back. In the name of Sunday, we can see under. In the name of Sunday, we can see under. In the name of Sunday, we can answer. Oh my God, the spirit of weariness, the spirit of confusion, the spirit of sadness, the spirit of depression, I command it to go. In the name of Jesus, I speak strength.
I speak strength now in the name of Jesus. The enemy desires to come and to stop this prayer, but I come now with the power of victory. I come now with the host of angels backing me in the name of Jesus. I command every chief demon, you shall die off now. You shall die off the line. You cannot stop the power of God. You cannot stop the hand of God. We pray for the nation now in the name of Jesus. There's a killer on the loose. There's a murdering spirit on the loose. But we come with power. We come with the anointing to tell the devil he's a liar. He is defeated. We have victory. We didn't come this way to give up on God. But God is calling us to take up our cross. He's calling us to raise a sword for the weapons of our warfare. They are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling out of strongholds. We thank you right now, God. God, that we are anointed, that you have called us to demolish the works of the enemy. We stand in agreement with the power of victory. We stand in agreement and we take hold of our confidence. We are not defeated. For the word of the Lord tells us that no weapon is formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, oh God, you said that your judgment, God, will bring condemnation upon it. We speak right now, God. We shall pull on the pull of the armor. We pull on the armor again. God, we cleanse our souls from the blood of strife and the enemy. God, I go in the rams, God, and I pull your people out, God. I feel your power now. I feel the release of God. If you'll be sick now, I command it to come up out of your body. I command sickness to dry up in the name of Jesus. Come up out of your belly now in the name of Jesus. Hey, you're my son of the coast. Be free now. It's a deception. It's a manipulation to try to stop you. You're not sick, but you are healed. You're not defeated, but you are victorious. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're a victorious man of God. You're a victorious woman of God. You have the power of God on your life. And we speak right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the struggle is over in this place that you're in. I bind every stagnation. And I command your spirit to function. I command your flesh to move out the way in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you. We walk in victory and power in the name of Jesus. God, somebody's been discouraged. Somebody's been weary. Somebody feels there's no hope, but I say to you tonight that you shall not die, but you shall live. I say you shall not die, but you shall live. I say you shall not die, but you shall live. Live, woman of God. You can do this, man. You can go on, man. You can pursue tonight. I speak a new pursuit. I speak a new courage. I speak new power. I speak a fresh anointing. I speak fresh oil. So come on you tonight. I need somebody to help me in the line. I begin to so go in your households and I snatch the hand of the enemy. You will not leave off this line and move in defeat. It's not sensation. It's not, oh my God, it's not tradition. It's not religion, but it is an eternal lifestyle that you shall walk with a changed mindset. You shall walk with a changed lifestyle. You shall walk and move in power and move in your calling and move in your position and move in your posture in the name of Jesus. Get in the hurry, Zion. Get in the hurry, Zion. Get in the hurry, Zion. I hear it tonight. Tell my people the spirit of mirage is over. Tell my people I'm breaking the mask. Tell my people I'm unclothing them. Tell my people to come into my place of secretness. Come into my place of glory. Come into my place of presence. Come into my glory. Come into the heavens. Come in, come in, come in. And I will protect you there. In the name of Jesus, I speak a new love in you. We call out bitterness. We call out evil. We call out wickedness. Come up out of us. In the name of Jesus, every controlling demon, come up out of us. In the name of Jesus, cancer cells, come up out of the body. Oh my God, disease, come up out of the body. In the basoto dia, he cut the bahaya. He cut the bakosha. He na bakosha. He cut the bakosha. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for victory tonight. And we give your name the glory. Hey, God, we give your name the glory. We give your name all the praise. God, for your word tells us that the thief comes only only to steal and to kill and to destroy. But you said that you came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. I come to tell somebody tonight, the devil came raw what God has invested. You have to carry this in full term. You can't die on the table. You can't die here, but you got to keep going. He gave you a word. He's spoken in your life. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to, but you wanted to give this thing up. You don't want to do this no more. Oh, but God has sent you to this prayer revival to resurrect your spirit. He came to change your mind. He came to tell you you can live. He came to tell you he's going, this is a do-over. He came to tell you you got one more option. He came to tell you you got another chance. You got another chance. The woman with the issue of blood, she was drained. She was weak. Oh, my God. She felt like there was no hope. She felt like there was no other answer. But I came to tell somebody tonight that this flow is going to bring you into transformation. I know it looked bad. I know it looked dark. I know it don't look like it's going to change. Oh, but God said, try me tonight. Try me tonight. It's in your press. It wasn't an easy press because this city was full of people. But you got to understand, your obstacles are there to bring maturity to your progression of change. Good God. I said your obstacles are there to, amen, as your place of maturity to bring you into change. God has come to transform your life tonight. He has broken down the barriers of the strong hand. He has thrown the strong man down that you can walk in power and that you can walk in victory. Tonight is your night of transformation. Do not walk in defeat when victory has become your name. In Jesus' name we decree and declare that it is so. Amen and amen.
Lord, have mercy. Let me tell y'all something. The power of God is so real and so thick right now that I'm shaking. The Spirit of the Living God is so on this line. The Spirit of the Living God is so on this radio, on this show right now. Like, if you could only tap in, go beyond how he was praying and tap into what became personal to you, I just feel like giving God praise. I feel like, oh, my God, I feel like running, because when you are at a place and you're saying to God, I need answers, I need you to speak to me, I need you to speak to my situation, and the Spirit of the Lord sent a messenger such as tonight to confirm that it is not time to die. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how it seems. All you need to know is that there is life in your yes. Come on here. Hallelujah. Ramanda Shandeleba Kandalaba. Glory to God. I said that there is life in your yes. There is life in your yes. There is life in your yes. If you would stop looking at the situation in your flesh, if you would stop looking at the situation in your flesh, in what you feel and what your emotions are saying to you, and if you would go beyond, ain't nobody saying nothing, if you would go beyond the power of yourself and tap into the power of the Holy Ghost, you would understand that your emotions are going to make you run into dead ends and run into, keep having to go into detours and keep having you to go in a circle. But when you make up in your mind that this is a God thing and I'm going after God all the way, come hell or high water, come what may, come die by shy. I feel God, if you've been praying all week and God has not uprooted something in you, we need to pray another 7 days. But I feel God taking some things out of me. I feel the Lord stretching. I feel the Lord pulling some things out. I feel ikanda shatatata rikatama rabakan reke rabakanda. I feel the Lord tearing some things from us that we don't even need, that's going to keep us from reaching our full potential, that's going to keep us from reaching our destiny. But tonight, this morning, however you want to say it, it is about to die, and you are about to live. It's nothing left to do but to give God so enough praise. Glory to God.
Give me back 200 more folks in this room to run right now for me and tell him why you're running. Slap somebody on the shoulder and tell him, I feel another, yes, I feel another one. I feel another one. This is, we going to do this corporately. Get somebody by the hand, even if they don't have no strength. They may have to lean on your arm. But if you can't do nothing but hop, jump up and down, do the cabin scratch, move rock from side to side. Everybody do it right now. Come on, 1, 2, 3.
Be released.
but by my spirit, says the Lord. Can you feel the spirit of the Lord in this place? Put somebody around you and tell them, say, he's doing it in the spirit. He's doing it.
Lord, have mercy. Did y'all hear that? Your flesh can't fix it. He is doing it in the spirit. On that note, I need you to take that praise, take that prayer, take that word, sleep on it. Know that God's got you. Tomorrow's going to be better than yesterday. Glory. I feel that in my spirit. Today is going to be better than yesterday. And guess what? Tomorrow is going to be better than the day before. Whatever you speak, you shall receive. God is doing it in the spirit. And when it's done in the spirit, it is done in the natural. Don't forget to go to that website. Send us your prayer request. We're praying over it. Send us your praise report. We believe God for supernatural debt cancellation, increase healing in your body, for God to fix some things in your household, your marriages, your relationships, in your ministry, in your spirit, in your mind. I believe God is going to do it. He's going to get the glory, and you're going to live to tell the story. May the Lord bless you is my prayer. Until tomorrow night at midnight, have a good one, and we'll see you right back here on the line tomorrow at midnight. God bless.